Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's teaching is don't get tired in the pandemic, push forward through faith. That's right. Don't get tired in the pandemic, push forward through faith. And the foundation scripture for this message is found over in 1 Peter 5:6-7. And it reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you are. I thank you for all that you do. I ask that you bless the people of God listening to the sound of my voice. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you water the word that is sown in our hearts and that you'll grow it up and that it'll manifest in our life. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Don't get tired in the pandemic. We must push forward through faith. Now, I know that the year has been very chaotic. It has been very hectic. And it seems like what we were designed to do, that it won't come to pass. Some people can feel like that. Some people can feel like all hope is lost and that all hope is gone just because sometimes what we see. But how many of y'all know that the word of God says that we walk by faith and not by sight? We can't look at what we see. We can't look at the pandemic and be afraid. We can't look at the pandemic and walk in fear. We, ladies and gentlemen, have to push forward through faith. Say amen to that. Now, how do we push forward through faith in a pandemic? Well, we know that we have to renew our minds. Romans 12:2 says, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the renewal of our mind in Christ, is in the word of God. We have to eat the word of God, the meat of the word. Let's get something to eat in this pandemic. Let's go over to Exodus 17. Now, this is when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, wandering through the wilderness. They were wandering through their pandemic, and they came up against the children of Amalek. And let us start at verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Now, Amalek came out against the children of Israel because the children of Israel were tired. Now, they just mumbled in the wilderness because they were hungry. They thought that God sent them out there to die, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. But God was just proving their hearts. And let me get back to the scripture. Moses said, tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Notice we have to have position. We have to have position. We have to have our high point, and our high point is the Lord our God. Having a high point in a pandemic in order to push forward through faith. So what is your high point position in a pandemic? Let us keep on reading. Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. He obeyed. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Let's stop there for a minute. So Joshua is a warrior. Joshua obeyed Moses. He obeyed the pastor and he went out to war. And then the scripture lets us know that Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Once again, that's positioning. All of the priesthood and the pastor went on top of the hill. So you have intercession on the top of the hill and war on the front lines. Folks, in order to push forward through faith in a pandemic, we must work together collectively as priests and intercessors, warring in prayer and getting out on the front lines. And let us keep on reading. Verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. See that? Holding up your hands in prayer. And when he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed. Folks, we cannot afford to let our hands down. We must praise and worship the Lord our God. We can and will prevail in a pandemic. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, against the body of Christ, against the bride of Christ, against the Proverbs 31 church. Amen. We shall prevail. Verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Amen. Folks, Moses got tired, just like we get tired, but he had intercessors holding up his hands. We must intercede for the body of Christ. We must intercede for the bride of Christ. The Proverbs 31 church, to hold up her hands in prayer, in praise, in worship. And notice that he took a seat on the stone. We must take our seat of rest in heavenly places. Take our seat on Jesus Christ, the rock, the solid rock, the chief cornerstone, our Lord and Savior, because the Lord is our stay. Amen. His hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Folks, we must give praise and worship constantly every time we wake up, in the pandemic and out of the pandemic, being ready in season and out of season, praying without ceasing, speaking our most heavenly language to give us strength without ceasing. This is how we overcome, pushing forward through faith. And let us go back to the word of God. Verse 13, and Joshua discomforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. He used the word of God. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Notice that the children of Israel not only got victory, but God told Moses to rehearse the victory in his ear. Folks, we must rehearse the victory of what the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, did for us. He overcame the world. We have the victory through Jesus Christ. In the pandemic, we must push forward through faith. We don't have to be afraid. We must keep on building. We must keep on doing the will of God, doing the greater works, and advancing the kingdom of God in the earth. Amen. Now, in scripture, when Jesus told the disciples to go over to the other side, there came a great storm. Yep, there was a great pandemic. And I'm paraphrasing. We crossed over from 2019 into 2020. We played on the words that 2020 would be a year of new vision, 2020 vision. And yes, it has. Everything has been revealed in 2020, and more stuff is going to be revealed. But notice Jesus didn't say, you're going to go through this. He just said, go to the other side. Folks, you will make it to the other side. Notice that when they were in the sea and the winds came, that the water started beating down on the boat, and Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. I don't know if he was snoring. I don't know if he was in a deep sleep. He was calm. He already did the work. He knew that they were going to get over to the other side. But they said, Master, care us not if we're going to die? So they woke him up out of his deep sleep, and he came up and said, peace be still. Peace be still. Casting our cares on Jesus. Notice he told the disciples, O ye a little faith. Where's your faith? You have to find your faith so you can continue to push forward through faith. The Lord our God word does not return void. It will accomplish everything he said. It will do everything he told it to do. It's not void. If he said you're going to go to the other side, you're going to go to the other side. You are still alive, my friends. You're going to the other side. Keep on building. Keep on pushing forward through this pandemic in faith. Now, Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he wanted the cup to pass. He talked to Father God and said, let this cup pass from me, but if it be your will, I'll do your will. As the blood rolled down Jesus' face, he pushed through to the cross. He pushed through to the grave. He pushed through hell and set the captives free. He took on sin for you and me. He hung on that cross. He died. He defeated Satan. He defeated the pandemic and every disease, every iniquity. He took it and he rose again. He's interceding on the right-hand side of the Father for you and me. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ didn't get tired dying for you and me. We are his harvest. Will you believe God? Romans 10 and 9. Look, no matter what it looks like, stand on a solid rock. Don't get tired. In the pandemic, push forward through faith. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed.
Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net. That's InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net.